I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The city of Bryan is holding a public meeting Wednesday to discuss the upcoming reconstruction of South College Avenue from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. We visited with Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams for more information.
We're early in the process. We've just recently selected a design firm, Binkley and Barfield, to design the project for us. The project consists of two parts, really. One part, and we split it in two parts because the city was fortunate enough to get a grant from TxDOT for the Transportation Alternatives Program, which is for, as it says, transportation alternatives such as sidewalks and shared use pathways, bicycle routes, those kind of things. And then we had the other part of the project we had on our capital improvements project was from Sulphur Springs to Villa Maria, was to reconstruct the roadway and replace signals at Sulphur Springs and, you know, reconstruct, do some utility relocations and upgrades. So we've got it in two parts, but for the design part, we've combined them because it makes sense to do it that way. And so this meeting that we're going to have, public meeting, is the first one where we're reaching out for public input on, you know, to describe to the public, especially the people that live along that corridor, what we've got planned, and to seek their input as far as, you know, the sidewalks and the crossings of street crossings and crossings of driveways and those kind of things, you know, as they would affect them, primarily more so during the construction process than, you know, during the design process, but to let them know early, you know, what's going on.
And when could construction start? Is there a timeline yet?
We have our planned completion for the design is in September of this year, and we'd start construction probably towards the latter part of this calendar year, you know, after council approves the project and we get the contractor mobilized and everything.
Okay. And like you said, obviously it may cause some annoyances to people who live in that area during the construction time. But, I mean, besides maybe some minor traffic delays, do you see any major obstacles that might be caused by the construction at that time?
I don't see, like, anything like road closures or anything like that. What we would do would be, you know, we always try to minimize that as part of the design. We'll limit the amount of road that can be closed at a particular time, you know, like build half of it, and then we'd have to divert traffic, and maybe the reroute of the traffic to use half the road section while we're reconstructing the other half. That would be the type of constraints we'd be looking at.
Okay, and so if people are interested in coming out to this meeting, it is Wednesday. Can you give me some more details about where it's going to be held and what time?
Sure. It's at the Municipal Office Building. That's 300 South Texas Avenue, maybe easier, 29th and Texas Avenue intersection, the largest building on that corner right across from the a police station.
Mm-hmm.
Just come through the main door and we'll have somebody pointing people towards the proper location for the meeting.
Okay. And what time does the meeting start?
It'll start at 6 p.m. and last till about 8.
Okay. And is it come and go, or is it, I mean, pretty much there's going to be a presentation that starts at 6?
There will be, we'll try to start fairly close to 6.
Okay.
A description of the project, but we will also probably have a overview of the project, what we're putting, timeline, schedule, stuff like that, and then we'll open it up for questions, and we'll probably break up into groups after the meeting. If people have individual questions or concerns, we'll meet with them 101 after the meeting, and we'll probably also offer a sign-up sheet for somebody if they wanted to schedule a meeting at another time.
And I guess lastly, and this is probably one of the questions you may be asked, or obviously that have already been thought of, but why is it necessary? Why are these improvements so important for that area?
Well, right now we have disjointed sidewalks. We don't have a full connect connectivity as far as sidewalks go to the city limits. We're trying to improve the mobility, multimodal mobility for bicycles, pedestrians, and vehicular traffic. So this, what we're doing is taking a holistic look at that corridor and trying to improve all three modes of transportation. Additionally, the road section itself is kind of in bad condition and was scheduled for reconstruction on our capital improvements project plan.
Thanks again to Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams for visiting with us about the upcoming public meeting. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.